In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. It is an honor and both sad and joyful and at the same time to gather with you today in these strange circumstances to remember and celebrate Sophie's life among us, and that I know many, many people are joining us virtually to pay honor to this truly beautiful human being. But I want to start with a story from my own childhood, if you don't mind. I grew up in Los Angeles, California, part of the local Orthodox parish there. At some point in my childhood, let's say I was 10 years old, a man in our church developed heart troubles and he eventually died. He was 75 years old. Now, to most adults, that might seem a little young, but we'd still take it. 75 years is still a good long life. We'd all probably want a few more years than that. But if that's all we got, we'd take it. But to a 10-year-old boy, to a little kid, right, 75 years is ancient. You're definitely an old man by then. You've already had a long, long life in the eyes of a little kid. Now, it happened that this man, this 75-year-old man who passed away, his mother was still living at the time. She was in her 90s and doing pretty well. And I remember at the funeral, everyone was sad, of course, but this man's mom was devastated. She was just inconsolable. Several times during the funeral, she called out, "My son, my boy," weeping uncontrollably from time to time. Now, at the time, age 9 or 10, whatever it was, I didn't get it. I mean, I understood being sad, to be sure. But as a 10-year-old, I thought, well, he was 75 years old. He was old. He had had a long life. Why such sorrow? And while I didn't understand it at the time, it did make an impression. I mean, I remember his mother's anguish to this day. So something got in there of her. Now, as I became an adult, I realized that the bond of a parent to their child is different. It wasn't the 75 years that mattered. To his mom, the number was absolutely irrelevant. What mattered was, my son, my boy, has died. And to this woman's heart, that was unacceptable. That was unacceptable. Now here today, we say farewell to Sophie, a mom, a grandma, an auntie, a sister, a neighbor, a friend. And while we're certainly sad, we, from our perspective, might think 92 years represents a full long life. And maybe from our perspective, there's some truth in that. I'm not going to argue with that. 92 years might represent a full long life. But to a parent, that's unacceptable. You see, Sophie is not only a mom, a grandma, an auntie, a sister, a neighbor, and a friend. She's also a daughter. She's also a daughter. And she was a daughter first, before anything else, before any other relationship, Sophie was a daughter. And not just a daughter to Elias and Anila, although certainly that's true. But her first relationship of all is that she was and is a daughter of God himself, a daughter of our Father in heaven. And to our Father in heaven, as to any parent, the death of a daughter is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. No matter how long the person lived, no matter their age on earth, God does not at all consider 92 years a full, long life. Not for his child. To God, that's a blip. That's a blink. And it's not long enough. God considers a mere 92 years a tragedy in need of correction. God would rather die himself than lose his child to death. God would rather die himself than lose his daughter, Sophie. That's the love of a parent. So God entered the world as a human being in the person of Jesus Christ that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus came to take on all of our nature. Jesus came to take on what is broken in us, to take on our sin, and yes, to take on even the last enemy, death. Now, everything God touches is healed. When Jesus touched sin, our sin was forgiven. When Jesus touched our brokenness begins to be mended. When Jesus enters death, death is ripped in two like a curtain. And our death in this world is no longer the end of the story. Today is not the end of the story, but becomes a gateway to eternal life. You know, God did not create his children for 75 years or 92 years, but to live forever. And that is his promise and his gift to Sophie. And so the question for us is, if this life here in God's perspective is just a blip, just a blink, compared to eternal life, does it even matter? Does it matter? What's one blink among eternal life? And the answer is, yes, it matters. And how? Today in the church happens to be the feast of our Lord's ascension. 40 days after Jesus rose from the dead, he ascended in bodily form into the kingdom of heaven, taking his human nature with him. And today is 40 days since Pascha. Jesus took his victories, his triumphs, and his scars, the wounds on his hands and his feet, everything that made him human, Jesus takes into heaven 40 days after his resurrection, which shows that the good we do, the good we live here on earth, is not lost, but becomes and remains an essential part of our eternal life. It goes up with us. This life matters, and the good in this life endures. Now, when we think of Sophie's life, there are so many good things that ascend with her to eternal life. So many. Things she did, things she said, ways of being, just the gift of the heart, the gift of time, all these things that are eternal in God's eyes and then that will ascend with her. And when we think of the good that ascends with her, where do you start? Where do you start? You know, before the nursing home, Sophie attended every single church service, every single one. She'd have to be, you know, sick as a dog to not come to church. And not just Sunday mornings either, every Vespers, every weekday service, every Lenten service, so great was her faith, she would be here. And my first 15 years here, I learned quickly that I was always going to have a good soprano at every service. You know, it's talk about a way to spoil your priest. And she was also the choir director, sometimes the main choir director, sometimes the backup choir director. Most of her adult life, she was also not only singing, but leading the singing from time to time. Now, worship and music, that's what heaven is. If you open your Bible and look where, at the chapters where it talks about heaven, nothing but angels and saints singing. It's going to be the most beautiful concert you've ever been to. That's what heaven is. And don't think for a minute that song, that Sophie's hymn of praise somehow disappeared this week. Her music ascends to God with her. I remember when we first moved to Clayton, when we first arrived, as Sophie was always fawning over our two girls. When we moved here, Ben hadn't been born yet, so we only had the two girls at first. And so Sophie was always fawning over them, and George too. For some unknown reason, Sophie had a special place in her heart for girls. She fawned over ours. Well, Sophie also loves her daughters and her granddaughters. You know, every family is different. Every generation is different. So I don't know how often she told you directly. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. But she was so proud of each one of you. Every time I'd visit, whether it was when they were at home still and, you know, you go to bless the house or something, or when she was in the nursing home, every time I'd visit, she would say something wonderful about each one of you. about each one of you. She smiled and gushed. You know, I'd say, you know, what is so-and-so up to? I didn't even have to say it. She'd say, you know, this person, you know, Deanna or Cindy or Patty or Darla or Mary or the, you know, the granddaughters, they're up to this or that. Or, you know, she was just gush. And the light in her eyes that she beamed when she was saying it said something about the love in her heart. And don't think for a minute that that love ended this week. That love ascends with her. And speaking of her love of family, she and George were together all the time. I can't remember which one I was speaking to the other night. I talked to a number of you when your mom passed. I think it was Deanna that said you envisioned her reunion with George at the gate of heaven. And I was like, exactly. I can't picture them apart. You envision that reunion immediately. You know, Sophie always baked us our bread Pascha every year. And, of course, when she'd come to our house to deliver it, she'd come with George. Every late summer, she'd bring us vegetables, and she'd bring them, and guess what? She'd come with George to bring the vegetables. Now, all those weekday services she came to, she'd come with George. They didn't sing together. I don't think George was much of a singer, but they'd come together. They'd always come together. They'd always leave together. She'd come with George. I don't know if we'll be baking bread or picking vegetables in the kingdom of heaven, but why wouldn't we? What I do know is that when Sophie delivers them, it'll be her and George together that will be making their rounds, delivering bread and vegetables in the kingdom of heaven. That didn't end this week. That's the kind of love that ascends into heaven for eternal life. Now, I'm convinced that we all could add to this conversation of the good that will ascend with our Sophie. Her quilting, her dancing, her travel, and her smile. My goodness, that smile. And while in our grief, we may see 92 years as a full long life, from a parent's perspective, that's not acceptable. That is not acceptable. God would rather die himself than lose even one of his children to death. So because of Sophie, and because of each and every one of us, God entered the world in the person of Jesus Christ to take on our human nature, to take on our sin and our brokenness, to take on death itself, so that the good in us, so that the beauty in us, so that the wonder in us, so that the love in us, so that all those things, the music in us, all those things will not end when we take our last breath on this earth. God entered the world in the person of Jesus Christ that his child Sophie may have life and may have it more abundantly. Amen.